Next stop, a tiny treat shop in San Jose's Japantown. The Shuedo Manju was established back in 1953, and the mochi made here by hand is so soft and so pillowy, one Instagram follower describes it as baby cheeks. So naturally, KQED's Rachel Miro volunteered to sample all the flavors.
To be honest, Shuedo is no hidden gem. The word has been out for almost 70 years now, and there's almost always a line at this little shop on Jackson Street, the main drag in San Jose's Japantown. Jean Takahashi from the Takahashi Market in San Mateo, another hidden gem, by the way, drives down twice a week to pick up 40 pieces of mochi on Thursdays, 80 to 90 on Saturdays.
I have a legion of addicts that come shopping at my store looking for this.
If Takahashi miscalculates demand and the treats don't sell out, he'll be unable to resist eating what's left, especially the kanako. That's the mochi filled with white lima bean paste, covered on the outside with soybean flour.
But there's a trick to eating it. You have to make sure and take a breath first before you bite it so you don't inhale and sneeze and get a brown powder in the air.
Japanese tea time sweets are called wagashi, and there are hundreds of varieties. The owners here specialize in mochi. Those are the sweets made with glutinous rice pounded into a paste and steamed, then molded into something the size of a golf ball, filled with white lima or red adzuki bean paste, and lightly dusted so they don't stick to your hand. Also, you've got to try their chichi dango, made with rice flour and cut into squares. On the day I visited, wobbly pink strawberry chichi dango was the featured special. But back in the kitchen, Tom and Judy Kumamaro were making the peanut butter mochi.
It's just pillowy goodness.
That's what I love. I love it when someone bites into it and they just go, oh, they like it, you know?
Their kitchen is tiny and packed with ancient copper kettles, giant steaming baskets, a baker's oven, and a simple wooden table for assembly. The two of them move with steady, practiced ease, pinching off the mochi paste, pressing with fingers to make a space for the filling, spoon a little in, and close the confection.
So everything's handmade, so it just goes by feel.
Tom and Judy didn't start out in sweets. She was a dental technician. He worked for an electronics company. It so happens Judy's parents were pals with the original husband and wife team that launched Shuedo Manju Shop in 1953. So when they were ready to retire in the late 1980s, Judy's parents asked,
"Oh, if none of your kids want it, let me know if you want to sell."
And lined up a transfer of ownership. There are machines now that can churn out thousands of mochi in an hour. But in a world where many are prettier to look at than tasty to eat, it matters to the Kumamaros that their preservative-free, country-style mochi tastes the way they like it. Soft, fresh, not too sweet.
Sometimes we have people buying and they open the box outside and they put the whole thing in their mouth. They'll eat like 3-4 of them.
Somehow, 34 years have passed since Tom and Judy started. The original owners, the Ozawas, lasted 35. So are the Kumamaro kids going to take over?
It's hard for just one to take over. You would need a few people in order to get all this done. So it's still up in the air. They're still not safe.
Don't wait to pay a visit. There are no wrong choices, but I recommend the peanut butter. Call ahead and make sure it hasn't sold out. For the California Report, I'm Rachel Miro in San Jose.